Blog Talk Radio.
We spoke about a year ago, I think, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Yep. That's right.
Yeah, you've done about 100 shows since then. So. Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, it's good. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. I'll let Tara say hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Tara. Happy Thursday.
Rick said it took him all morning to straighten it out. Didn't you, Rick? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to tap you guys on the shoulders to get me out of a jail.
Yeah.
What's that?
I've actually been caught out like that before. Is it? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's hard to hear Tara.
Okay. I've got you now.
Okay.
So, everyone, welcome. We're broadcasting from London, and this is our roundup show before I have to leave on Saturday. I'm so glad to be here with this amazing team that is just... Thank you so much. I'm going to read the description of the show. Actually, well, Tara Rez, Jude Rawlins, Dana Gillespie, Rick and Carolyn Hunt, Alan and Liz Knights, Elaine Brown and Segs have helped me to be away from home for 5 weeks. With their help and support, I've weathered the storms that raged as I came to England after another 5 years of absence. First came the television show Celebrity Big Brother, and I was there for 2 weeks. After the first 6 days, I was told that my ex-husband and business partner was dead after an 18-month battle with cancer. This, I believe, made me sick. I probably got sick from something I caught from the cold or the AC ventilation systems. But after the dreaded antibiotics, which worked and made me well, I started to feel better. I left Celebrity Big Brother house and was busy with the accompanying interests surrounding the show and in David. And my appreciations of him, both as a beloved and international performer, singer, songwriter, actor, and producer, my former love and father of our son, Duncan Jones. We will talk about this and hear some fabulous music. I heard from a little birdie that Jude may reveal a track from my new album. Tara may reveal a track from her new album. And for Dana, we're going to grab a couple of tracks from her new album. And we will play some all kinds of things. Join us for a cool and lively conversation on the radio. Podcast available a few minutes after the show. Dana will not be with us because she is recuperating from serious knee surgery. So we're just going to celebrate her in absentia. How does that sound, everybody?
That sounds wonderful. Yes.
Well, so Rick, tell me, what have you been up to while I've been over here in England? Give me a quick synopsis.
You've
been up
quick.
The mountain, I bet.
I've been on top of the mountain working, and I've been doing a lot of drawing. Surprise.
Well, that's surprise, surprise. I am so surprised that you lifted a pen and started drawing.
Oh, excuse me.
So, I think what we should do is bosh straight in to, we've been having some interesting stuff here with a lot of appreciation of punk. You remember we had the lovely Jenny Russell Smith on with Tara doing the Rebellion Festival and all that good stuff. So I was thinking it might be a cool idea if we were to play one of punk's great bands, The Duel with Tara Rez, doing a song called Camden Town. Now, this is going to take me a minute to line up, so please chat amongst yourselves.
Well, I think this is exciting. I want to hear some new music.
Yes, exactly. Here we go.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties there. Sorry about that, everyone. Tara's going to pick it up and explain Camden Town to us, because this song is a marvelous song and also had an absolutely incredible video that went with it. And
wow.
Then Jude is going to introduce us to a track from my new album, Sterling Moon Links, very cleverly named such by the incredible Rick Hunt. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Okay, Tara, can you pick it up for us about Camden Town?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear me all right now, Rick?
I can.
Yes, I sure can, baby doll.
Oh, yay. I can hear your voice. Well, Camden Town was basically, it was written when we lived in Camden Town, and I just found out that my estranged mum was homeless. So I just, and when I was walking in the street, I saw a lady begging for money, and I just thought, oh wow, that could have been my mum. And then I ran home to Andy, and we wrote this song. And yeah, it was our debut single, in a sense. It was the first one we'd got produced properly. So did you like it?
I loved it. Can I ask who plays guitar on that cut?
On that one, it's a guy called Paul Lavensole.
Uh-huh.
He was in the Jewel for 3 years, actually, gigging with us. And he was, I don't know if you know this band, do you know a band called King Kurt?
I'm not familiar with it, but
no,
I thought the guitar work was, I loved that searing note that went right through my head at one point.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's a brilliant guitar player. So, and his band used to go on stage and throw things, throw flour at people and hang them upside down and get them drunk. And so it was one of those interactive bands before online things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think Jude's going to do some talking now.
Oh, good. I love that.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Jude.
Hey, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can.
We're doing this. High tech phone thing.
it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. But I just wanted to sort of butt in there because I didn't realise that was the guy from King Kurt on guitar on that track. So
he's on that whole album.
Do you remember they had a song called Record Party Rock back in the 80s?
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, I used to play that song to death and dance my legs down to the knees, as Morrissey would say. I remember that one very, very well. I actually had to buy two copies of it because the inside of the sleeve was printed with like a cartoon and you couldn't see it unless you tore the sleeve open. So it made you buy two copies. And, I have a kind of fondness for King Kurt, so it's nice to hear them get a mention.
It's funny, every time you say the word King Kurt, people smile, so they're one of those bands,
yeah,
aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I had a few of their records, that was my particular favourite. So, yeah.
I'm going to check it out. Tell us about your music.
Mine. Well, I don't have much to report on a Subterranean front just yet, apart from, well, actually, that's not quite true, because I've got I've actually written a new album, which I was interested in. I didn't think, a lot of people thought we were kind of done after the last album, and I must admit I was among them. I didn't think there was going to be another one. We had 10 albums in 20 years and finished our last sort of the day before my 40th birthday, and I thought a good place to stop. But you know, the muse doesn't care about such things. Woke me up one morning a couple of months ago and made me write an album. So we're going to the studio at the end of this month to see if we can get it right.
That's
so
exciting.
Watch this space. And we'll see. And but in the meantime, yeah, I've been working pretty hard on Angie's record. So and I think we're going to
tell us a bit about
play
that.
You something.
What now?
We've worked together many years ago, actually. I did some mastering on her Moon Goddess record, but also we had recorded a version of The Last Time, the Rolling Stones song, about 15 years ago now. So, and it's interesting. I mean, I guess we'd always planned to work together again at some point, but, you know, these things are more down to nature than nurture, and, you know, the time seems to have arrived. I think that recent events took us all a little bit by surprise, so everything now has a bit more momentum than I think we were expecting, but that's a good thing, you know, really. When it comes to the arts, that's a good thing, you know.
And
so,
I hear you've been busy this week, haven't you?
I have been quite busy, yeah. I have been, yeah. Well, I was... There were a couple of things that I was meaning to do last week, and then that it turned into sort of like two or three days of sleepless nights and beavering away, because I wanted to get them back to Angie before she went, and so that's what I was doing last week. This week I'm recovering from doing that, so and But actually, the track we're going to play is not one of the ones that I worked on initially, but I did do a bit of work on this last week, and I really like this one because the bass playing on it really reminds me of Mick Kahn. It's not actually Mick Kahn, but Angie did work with Mick Kahn, and I thought it was a really nice place to start because, you know, people seem to be dropping off the planet at the moment, and sadly Mick did a couple of years ago, and as I say, it's not actually him, but it reminds me of him, so I thought it would be a nice place to start, and it's a track called Time. So I think Angie's going to play that for you now.
All right.
Are we lining up? Time.
Yeah, there it goes.
Geographical location in time's abhorrent calendar, where there are no vacations. You may stop the video and so rewind, reel the tape back to the beginning. Time has no for youth is mirrored, senility caught. I wonder if it's possible to make old time a friend, thus acquiring the wisdom we'll need to methodically. Multiply the product of Earth men and our energy survive. And vengeful of each nation. Break us down as we seek to conquer. We become destiny, sad clown. And fate, yeah, fate is our memorial. crossing. Life's beginning.
Wonderful.
Are you okay, Rick? I heard you coughing. I'm concerned.
Oh, I'm all right. I just have a dry throat. I'm sorry you heard
it on the radio.
Oh, baby.
No, I heard a little cough, and I thought you'd been up and down that mountain. You probably caught a chill.
No, I'm fine. I tried to cover my throat so that you wouldn't hear it, but
I like that cut.
I like
Isn't
the cut
nice
that was
touch?
Just played. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Well, Jude did such a great job of making it sparkle that I'm very excited. Let's see. We've got all these things. Now, I suppose I should talk about Celebrity Big Brother, shouldn't I? I've made all this big fuss about talking about it. Ask me a question about Celebrity Big Brother, Rick.
Well, you were in that house for 2 weeks. I don't know how you did it, but you did. Jeez. There were parts I just couldn't even watch. Excuse me.
So
you were living in this place where you were in this – you were with all these people all the time.
Yeah, 15 others, and it was very in one big bedroom.
Wow.
16
What was that
people
like?
Sleeping in. It was very odd. It was kind of like being in the army or jail or boarding school that wasn't very nice.
Right.
And everyone, we were all great. I mean, we were all very friendly. We had a great time. But every time something obnoxious occurred, that was kind of what they filmed and showed. So,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't really very easy to I guess it doesn't make good television when people are getting along and having, you know, charming chats about, you know, what they want to do in their stage career or their film career. And there were a lot of actors and performers, you know, in the show as part
right.
of the housemates. So there was one gentleman, Winston, who was a politician who wants to run for mayor of London. And he was different. I mean, that was fun. And there was a gal called Gemma Collins, who's a very interesting clothes stylist. She has shops. She's really quite interesting, but she's also she can belt out a song from a musical
huh.
if necessary. And that was, you know, interesting to find out. I didn't know that. So all of these different people brought a lot to the table. There were a bunch of reality stars, Scotty T, one of the younger guys. And I think, Gemma too is a reality star, television reality star. So that was kind of cool. And what I'd like to do now is, having talked about that and you having said you could barely watch some parts, I agree.
Mm.
Dana said exactly the same thing. And of course, Dana was the perfect audience because she's lying in bed with her leg getting better
Aww.
After this horrific, complicated knee surgery. So I thought we would just go from time. Actually, maybe we should. Yeah, let's do Timeless of Dana, because this is an amazing song from Dana's album. I believe it's Love Planets. I'll check it. I'm sorry. I don't have all my bits of paper in front of me.
Is that a new album from her?
Yes, it's a new album, and it's got some new songs on it, and it's got some other songs on it that came from other albums, but which fitted into the parameters. So this one is called Timeless. Let's hear it for Dana Gillespie. Yay!
All right, Dana.
Hey, Rick, can we hear you?
You sure can. Hi.
Hey.
Boy, that was a crisp blues song.
Yeah, I was going to kind of try and come in with a kind of smooth, sexy voice then. I thought that would be, you know, kind of smoky, you know. And, and just as that song was trailing off, Tara's cat started seductively wrapping herself around my leg as well. So, everybody was just grooving to that one. Where does she get these incredible musicians from? I don't know.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing. Dana Gillespie is, I think she's a very interesting character because she's somebody who has never kind of bought into the celebrity compromise. You know what I mean? She's sort
right.
of always been kind of happy to be on the periphery, I think, and seems to have actually made a success of it, like, you know, which is pretty inspirational, I think, to anybody working on the margins, which is, let's face it, everybody interesting.
Yeah, she has a lot of albums out.
She does, yeah. You can't keep up with her. Like, I think she's still a little way behind Frank Zappa, but not that far, you know, on the sheer number of records that she's managed to release in her career, you know. So I think he got to about 200, didn't he? So
something like
that.
To
catch up.
Wow. Amazing.
So let me just pass you over.
What's that?
Up. Dana Gillespie, Planet Love. And we're going to call Tara in and get Tara to give us some celebrity Big Brother chat. How does that sound, Rick?
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, my darling. Tari, are you there, my sweet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there she is. I realized that you were the perfect person to talk about Celebrity Big Brother because Tara had to deal with all the flack. So if you could think of some questions to ask her, Rick, go for it. Or Tara will be fine and she'll just tell you about it. Okay.
Hello, Donna.
Hello. No, it's
nice
Tara.
Nice to meet you.
No, it's Tara.
Tara.
Yeah.
Well,
it's me again.
Well, you both look so much alike, I couldn't tell.
Oh, really? it's the husky, sexy voice.
Wow, okay. I got to tell you, I did love your voice on the cut that you played. You know, I'm here in America, so I don't hear a lot of British accents, but that was really juicy. I liked it.
Yeah, that was good. You're talking about Dana's single we just heard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I thought you thought it was me. But let's talk about Celebrity Big Brother, because you and I felt Angie's pain, didn't we?
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible.
Yeah. And you like had to have the day off work. I remember you going, oh God, you know, it was very stressful, wasn't it, seeing your friend something like that.
It was. I can't imagine how stressful it was for Angie, but I mean, being here, not being able to contact her or talk with her, you know, I felt helpless. I felt very sad, and it was. I was thinking, how can they put this on TV? You know, it's like this isn't entertaining or, you know, it felt cruel to me.
Yeah. And I felt as well because the video of, I think the video, are you talking about when they told Tiffany and Angie? And you're talking about Tiffany's response. When I watched it, I felt like I was going through some kind of mental breakdown because it was so horrible, like you say.
Yep.
But then talking to people that were not involved saying, oh, how hilarious, you know, people that didn't even, a younger generation that didn't really know David Bowie or appreciate him in the same way. And they just thought it was hilarious. And looking back, I can now see the funny side, but at the time it was definitely emotionally really messed up.
Yeah, I'm really glad, Angie, that you're not there.
Yeah, me too. I got to go back tomorrow night for the final show.
Uh-huh.
And we'll find out who the winner is. I think the finalists are actually quite a lot of that. It's Tiffany, it's Scotty, Darren Day, Daniela Westbrook, and Stephanie, I think, that's left. So I thought I better keep an eye, see what's going on, because our Angie's going to be there with Nancy and all the others, seeing what happens at the end of the show. But I'll just be looking forward to seeing Angie on telly again, because it was the best, really. I actually thought we're going to have, as long as possible in January of our dear Angie. And then, of course, Mr. Bowie, passing at such a time, it was, it just changed everything, really, didn't
yep.
it? Just trying something fun where we thought we were really going to get to see the Angie that we know and love, and it just all kind of got overshadowed by that. So,
right.
It's going to take some time to get over it, and I just hope that people will get to, see the amazing, enigmatic woman that we know and love. I'm saying it because she's not in the room.
is Angie's not in the room right now?
She's not in the room with me, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So lovely.
She's in the room with me right now.
Ah.
Wait a minute. I thought she's sitting on my couch over here.
she's doing all the work. She's sitting in front of the computer doing all, queuing up. Actually, one of my songs, I think.
Aha! Terrific.
Which she's asked me to introduce, because we were talking about the other day embarrassing incidents on stage, and I have one, and I was playing in Leicester. I was doing a solo show in Leicester with my friend Viv Albertine a few years ago, and before I went on stage, they played Rock Lobster by the B-52s over the PA, and then as the song faded out, I walked up to the microphone to start playing my set, and then nothing came out because I'd forgot all of my songs, and the only thing I could remember in the world was all the words and all the dance moves to Rock Lobster. And I drew a complete blank, and I just stood there trying to remember how the hell any of my songs went, because all I could think about was Rock Lobster. So I've now banned anyone from ever playing that song at any of my shows. It's too much of a liability. But luckily, I've got several songs in the key of D. So I just started strumming D, hoping that one of them would come back to me, and the one that came back to me was a song on the last album called A Lot Like Love. So this song has got me out of trouble more than once. Also, it's one of the only songs of my own that I can actually remember the words to. So it's a bit of a party piece, therefore, I can actually like wheel it out,
wow.
and which I can't do with most of my songs. But yeah, anyway, so when she asked me to pick something to play on the show, I thought, well, that one. So I think she's going to play it.
That's great.
Right now. Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we go to another wonderful love song, this one by Tara Rez, and I'm looking forward to hearing her introduce it for us. Tar?
Hi, baby. Yes.
Hello, my darling.
Hello, gorgeous. Well, this song is called Hold the Love, and it was written for our new album, Waging War, that's coming out anytime soon. And, well, I can't lie, this song was basically about me and Andy. We're the songwriters, and we've been living with his undiagnosed illness forever, and it was one of those days we were in the studio and, you know, things went wrong and we didn't understand why, because he had undiagnosed MS, and I just felt you got to hold to love. No matter what. And the beauty of this song is that out of pain, really, every time we worked on it in the studio, or, and, you know, Segs helped us co-produce it, and Wizard, he helped us engineer the new mixes. Every time it came on, people would just get up and start going, yeah! So it's nice that out of pain to bring joy. And this song is called Hold to Love, and it's by The Jewel.
Just remember there's nothing left when you take it all away. Then you smile with a
my dear friend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today.
I'm so glad. I look forward
to talking with everybody today.
Oh, me too. I am so excited. Now, I want to give everyone a heads up on this Dana Gillespie song. I've had the great good fortune of being friends with Dana for a little amount of years. So we won't actually date ourselves, but I'll definitely say that it's a lot of decades. And the first time I saw Dana do this song and I heard it, I was always a huge fan. But this song, Move Your Body Close to Me, this is the third in our trilogy of love songs. Let's hear it. Dana Gillespie, Rick Hunt, this is for you and Lady Carolyn.
Aww,
for Jude,
thank you.
And the lovely Ave, for Tara and Segs, for me and Michael, for everyone and their significant other. Off we go.
Move your body close to me. Move your body close to me. Touch heart to heart, don't ever part. Oh, give in. Move your body close to me. Move your body close to me. Reach out to feel that it's for real. Oh, give in. Move your body close to me. How can you know unless I show up?
Dana Gillespie, ladies and gentlemen, move your body close to me. How are you doing there, Rick Hunt?
Doing excellent. That sort of had a little bit of a Mideastern flavor to it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was that like
sure
a tabla?
Does. Yes, I think that it could very well be called a tabla. You're so very informed, Rick. I do love that about you.
Thank you.
Oh, babe. I can't believe it. Do you know that we've ripped through an hour again?
Already? Wow.
We've got 4 minutes left. Can you,
no
can
kidding.
You believe, I can't believe this crap. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say a couple of words about the passing of my ex-partner and the father of my son, Duncan Jones. I'm very, very, very shocked. One, that he had cancer. Two, that he did such a great job of tidying up his affairs and being so private about it because he had things he wanted to finish. And I so appreciate that about him. I'm impressed and deeply sad. I really thought I would die before him. I just say that all things being equal, what a gift, both in music and entertainment, in being on stage, acting roles. He was a super showman and very wonderful. We had the best time in the 70s. We really did. And David, just zoom through those galaxies, baby. Just, you're stardust now, honey. You're faster than a speeding bullet. Just have a great time there, my friend. Let everything be okay. No one's ever, ever going to forget you, my darling. So we're all celebrating you and wishing you were here. And Rick Hunt, I'm wishing you were here too. Tara Rez, I'm with. Jude Rollins, I'm with. So we're just all looking around and so happy to have put together a radio show again today. I'm sorry we had cat interruptions and a few technical moments, but then isn't that grand in the end?
That's on their job descriptions, I think.
Sorry, what was that, love?
I think that's on the cat's job description, to interrupt.
It is.
They're supposed to do that.
Yes, and you, noticed that we did post photographs of the producer of the show, and that is Lolly,
yeah,
the cat. So, Rick, do you have any messages? Does everyone have messages they would like to pass on before the end of the show?
Well, very quickly, I'd just like to thank all our listeners, and I'd like to thank Tara and Jude and yourself. I'm so honored to be part of this show. I look forward to it every week. I hope that everybody has a most wonderful February, now that we're in February, and peace and love.
I love that. Peace and love. Here's Jude.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hi, Jude.
I've just been told by the machine that we have 90 seconds, and I think, I don't know, I just was very moved, actually, by what Angie just said about David, so I just wanted to say, you know, we're still listening to those records, and we always will. So that's it, really. I think, you know,
and I'd just like to say thank you to Angie for letting me play with her radio show while she was away. It was great fun, and it was fun. Rick Hunt as well. So I'm going to whiz you back to yourself.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'm so, I'm kind of emu now. I'm, you know, I can't speak because I'm thinking about leaving, and I don't know if I can bear to leave Tara and Jude because it's been so. Yeah, but we're looking forward. I'm looking forward to coming back. I keep saying we. I treat it like a team. It's like I'm the royal we team. So I just appreciate all of you so much, and thank you, Rick, for always being there, just being so strong and steadfast and supportive. And All right. I send you so much love. And bye, everybody. Thank you to the listeners. We really appreciate you. Bye.
Love to everyone.
Bye, Rick.
See you. Sombrero in the air.
Sombrero in the air, my dear friend. Take care and love to Lady Carolyn.
Yes, and love to you and Michael and
okay,
the cat.
Thank you so much. Yes, and the cat. Lolly's a nice cat, too. How about me? I love you, and arrivederla. I'll be talking
you
to you.
You are
in a couple
loved
days.
Also.
Thank you. Thank you, Ricky.
You're welcome, Angie.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Okay.